Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott & Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
I was a sinner. You saved me from all of my sins.
He loves you. Listen to me. Man was not made to live in isolation from people nor from God. He must have time when he is in the presence of both and can concentrate his thoughts and attention on both. How can I ask God to bless me if I don't ask God to bless you? God is not selfish. God is not naive. Huh? God wants us to have an established relationship with all people, even those who are your enemy. He wants you to love them as well. Isn't that right? Prayer is surrendering to God. The believer surrenders himself and his time to God. How many of you take time a day to no more than 10 minutes and just want to be alone with God? You need just a few minutes with God every day by yourself, one-on-one. He knows exactly what you want to do, but you need to know what he wants you to do. Isn't that right? Amen. A person must submit himself to God before he can, before he can do the will of God. And even then, he must take the time to pray. A person who has surrendered himself to God is surrendering or taking time to talk with God is praying. Prayer is to the life of an individual what water is to a flower. It needs some vitalization to make it become more alive. If we would pray more, we wouldn't be so easily intimidated by Satan. Right? Because Satan will make you think there's a lot of things that you normally can do that make you think it's out of your reach. And see, we forget about what the Lord said. He said, with God, all things are possible. Amen. Prayer is, amen, requesting and pleading with God. It is demonstrating one's need and dependence upon God. It is pouring out one's heart in need and trusting God to meet one's need. When you ask God, you don't have to guess and wonder if he's going to answer you. If you ask him and believing in faith, you see, faith is the key to your prayer. If you don't believe that God's going to answer, if you don't believe he even heard you, then your prayer is a prayer in vain. Now, for me to get in favor with God, I've got to have that mindset, the right frame of mind. In order for me to do, I've got to surrender. I got to go to him and give him, lay my all on the mercy seat of God. I've got to go to him and say, Abba, Father. If you call him Father, he can't deny you because he is your Father. I don't mind telling the world that he is my Father. If anybody know about me, he knows. He knows my getting up and my getting down. He knows my early rising and my late arrival. He knows what's on your mind before you can even formulate it yourself. Right now, he knows exactly what we're going to do tomorrow, even though many of us haven't even asked him yet. What is your will for my life? But God is just being God. He knows everything. He knows everybody. Isn't that right? He is the most intimate individual in the world today. You can tell him all of your secrets, and he won't tell nobody. When a person prays our Father, a person is surrendering his independence and accepting God's family. He is assuming his responsibility as the family, or as being in the family of God. Now we all here, whether you realize it or not, we all got different last names. Earthly, but heavenly. In the heaven dimension, we all are God's children. Isn't that right? We all have one name. If we love God, Christian, believer in Christ Jesus. This, what will get you in the kingdom of heaven. Are you listening? That is the surrender of the believer to the holy name of God. The believer just bows in total commitment as nothingness before the holy name of God. Hallowed. You see, God is a holy name. Isn't that right? He is swallowed up in knowledge and hallowedness. There'll never be a time where there will not be God. There'll never be a place where you can go and there will not be God. For he is everywhere. He is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Amen. And he's omniscient. He knows everything about us. Listen if you please. God is all and man is nothing. If we want to be something, we must be connected with God, who is something and somebody. Isn't that right? He is totally dependent upon God. When a person reaches his point of surrender, then he is ready. Listen. When he reaches his point of surrender, then he is ready to present his needs to God. He is ever so conscious that only God can meet his needs. How many times have you gone to people and asked them for favors? And sometimes they even go as far as to say that I will do just what you ask, and just before the need comes, you discover that he says, I'm sorry. I'm not able. You will never get that from God. You will never hear the word, I'm sorry, I can't do it today. He is willing, he is ready, and he's able. I hope I'm helping somebody today. God is, and we should address God as our Father. Father denotes a family relationship. It shows three things. Number one, it shows that God, who is in heaven, is the believer's Father. Thus, a relationship with the unseen heavenly world and the seen earthly world is established. God represents the unseen world, and the believer represents the seen world. In the believers, a whole new being is created, a new creature, and a new creature, amen, is represented because of the Creator. Once you accept Christ as your personal Savior, your testament changes, because you say, now old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new because of Christ. Because of Christ. It's the Christ that's in you. It's the connection that you have with Christ that enables you to go through the day. And I know sometimes things come up against us, and when it's all over, we wonder how we made it through. But it was Christ. It was God our Father. And no wonder David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even when I'm in a lonely situation, even when I'm down, depressed, disturbed, mentally confused, frustrated, thou art with me. You go to all the psychiatrists you want to, but at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue should confess that he is Lord. Isn't that right? And beside him there is none other. Do you have a witness? Thirdly, the word Father pinpoints God as the believer's source. God as Father is the person who loves and provides and cares for the believer's need, even as an earthly father looks after his child. Remember what he said? If an earthly father knows how to give good things to his earthly child, what about God, the Heavenly Father? Amen. Now, let me move on a little bit further. He says, our Father, which art in heaven. Knowing that God is in heaven and that we have the assurance that we are going to be with him in heaven is an assurity. He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would do. Then Corinthians says, amen, for when this earthly house of this tabernacle has dissolved, I know that I have another mansion. Isn't that right? Another home with Jesus our Lord. To know that when it's all over, when this world has turned into ashes, when the sundial of time has gone down not to come no more, because the S-U-N, the capital S-U-N, will be shining, and along with the capital S-O-N, which is the Son of all Sun, that will never go down, that will remain forever, because God is a forever God. He is an eternal God. Isn't that right? Amen. To know that there is a heavenly place for God's heavenly people, there is a better place for us that gives